He was remembering that Leela of the Lord again and again. Easily and effortlessly he killed Keshi. He was constantly remembering that. He knew the Lord is Paramananda Ghan. His Leela is Anandamayi, full of Ananda. In text 10:9, it is said, Aklisht Karmanam. Again and again he was remembering how without any trouble Krishna performed this activity. Such a Prabhu, Rahasi in privacy, Etat Abhashata, he said, Ekant means ek ant, only one person is there. There were not any sakhas there, and Krishna was alone. Otherwise, for Narad Muni, it would have been difficult to again and again offer obeisances. And maybe the Lord won't even listen to him. He may be playing with his friends. The Lord might have stood next to his friends with his arm on their shoulder, and he would have said to his friends, who is this person? What is he talking? I don't understand Sanskrit. What is he saying? It might have happened like that. That's why he spoke to him alone. And also because he had to talk about taking Krishna away from the Brajvasis, so he had to make sure that nobody else was there. Otherwise the Sakhas, they would have gotten their stick and they would have beat him up along with his Veena. You come here to take our Krishna to Mathura, we'll beat you up. Don't you ever come here in Braj again. They might have said like that. Therefore, Etad Abhashata, he said in privacy. So in the beginning, Narad Muni offered obeisances and he offered a stuti, a prayer. Stuti means to glorify. To sing their good qualities. When you go to a big person and you want him to listen to you or do something for you, you should glorify him and offer obeisances. And the Supreme Lord is the actual person who deserves to be given obeisances and prayers. Only his glories can be sung. In the first of all, he's saying Krishna's name. Text 10:11. Text 10. So first of all, he's saying Krishna's name. Twice he said Krishna, Krishna. Why he said twice? According to the Sanskrit grammar, if you call somebody's name twice, that means the meaning is that you're calling the name more than twice, many times. Krishna, Krishna, again and again. He's saying Krishna's name. Oh, Supreme Ananda Ghan. And then, He Aprameya Atman. Oh, immeasurable one. Prameya means to measure something. Aprameya means cannot be measured. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur here says that the Atman word is meaning mind.
Atma ka ek man,
Another meaning is mind. First of all, Narad Muni is saying, Aprameya Atman, I cannot understand your mind, whether you want to stay here or whether you want to go to Mathura. I'm not able to understand your mind. You're so rum, you're so involved, absorbed in your activities in Braj. It seems to me that maybe you never think about your duties you have to perform in Mathura. Very difficult to understand your mind. Aprameya Atman. Actually, the way Krishna has been described in the Shastras, it is very important that we should preach that to the people of the world. Krishna is Lord, He is God. Parmeshwar, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this, Narad Muni is very expert. He is describing the Aishwarya of Krishna. The Lord's Swaroop, it looks like a small boy. He is small, darkish, but actually there is no limit to him. Mother Yashoda saw in his mouth the whole universe. She saw that the whole universe was inside his Krishna. Very small boy in his mouth. And his gyan and his strength, everything is infinite. The word parichinna means that you can measure its perimeter. You can measure all around. Just like this pillow, you can measure the distance all around it. There is two kinds of parichinnita. One by time and one place. Just like we are parichin, our knowledge, our memory, it's parichin, means it can be measured. It is very finite, and we cannot remember everything. We can remember only some things, especially very old things. It's not that what was there before creation, in every lifetime we could remember. We are not like that. And after this, how many different births we will get and what will happen? Nothing like that. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, in any time, in any place, Krishna is always avichinna. He is immeasurable. We live in one place, at that time we cannot be in another place. We are parichinna and Krishna is aparichinna. At one time he is everywhere. This is his supremacy. Then he says Yogesh. You're the Ishwar of your mystic power. Who is Aparichinna in this way, whose Leela and his personality and his power is Aparichinna, unlimited in this way? That Prabhu can do his Leela here and in Mathura. Narad Muni here is speaking Bhagavad Gita, that you can be here, and so why don't you be here and come and do your Leela in Mathura? Your Jagat Ishwar. Text 10. Of the Jagat. Jagat Ishwar, you're the Lord of the whole universe. As if you, Narad Muni is trying to say that the Braj is within this universe where you are. So you're within the universe and you're also Jagadishwar. So please, why don't you think about the people, suffering of the people in Mathura or the whole universe, the whole world, how they're suffering? Please consider what these demoniac persons, how they're torturing the devotees, this Kamsa and his men. Your Jagadishwar, you also maintain the whole universe. So your Jagat Ishwar, so you should please have your glance on the other parts of the world also, not that you just stay in Braj. And it is not good that you're only playing your flute and grazing the cows and doing Ras Leela. Please put your glance in other places and do Leela there also. Jagadishwar, so the demons that came here, you protected the people by killing them, but now you have to go out and find them one by one and kill them. Then he's calling Krishna Vasudev. That being a son of Vasudev, you are famous as being Vasudev. And you are his son. Please put your glance on the suffering of Vasudev, your father. That he may also get to take care of his son. Narad Muni is offering prayers like this. Poor Vasudev, when you were born, he took you to the to Mother Yashoda's house, and since then he has not been able to see your beautiful face. And only because of you he has to be in the prison house with his wife. So hey Vasudev. And then he says, Akhila Avas. Srila Chakravarti Thakur Maharaj gives meaning to this word Akhilavas. Please, you please do Akhilavas, shelter for all beings. All the Yadavas have run away from Mathura. Please give them shelter also. Bring them back to Mathura and let them stay there. Let them come back and live in Mathura. This is his meaning of the word Akhila Avas, means giving shelter to all the living entities, all the living beings. You are the ashraya for everyone. Please come and kill Kamsa and all the Yadavas who have run here and there and are in hiding. Please bring them back and let them have their avas, in their shelter in Mathura again.
फिर भगवान ने कहा कि नारद जी मैं एक व्यक्ति कहाँ कहाँ जाऊँ?
Then as if Narad Krishna says to Narad Muni, Narad, I am only one person. Where all can I go?
Narad जी कहते हैं कि अरे हम सब जानते हैं.
Narad Muni says, I know everything. Where you are not, you are everywhere.
आप सब जगह हैं. तुम आत्मा सर्व भूतानि.
You are Tvam Atma, Sarva Bhutanam. You are the super soul of all the created living beings. As if Narad Muni is asking, you live in everyone's heart as a super soul, don't you? Lord could say, yes, I live in everyone's heart in the form of a Paramatma. But how can I be everywhere in Prakat?
So
he says, you're one, you're everywhere. Ekaha Jyoti, alone, you're alone and you're everywhere. Just like one same fire, it's in so many different wood. In the world, wherever there is wood burning, the fire burning, it's the same fire. Giving an example. In other words, you're one and you can be in all the different places in everyone's hearts. Be in Braj and Mathura and Dwarka at the same time, so you must come. And this is for sure, you are hidden. You are in every living entity's heart, but you're Gurha. He uses the word Gurha, hidden. They cannot understand you, even though you're within their hearts. Up till today, people ask the same question. They ask, why Krishna did like this? Why Krishna did like this? People still ask. It means gudha. He is hidden. He cannot be understood by mundane material mind and hearts. Why is he good? Gurha? Why is he hidden? Because Guha Shaya. You are in the cave of their heart and they are sleeping. It is often seen that somebody can see you resting in the cave, and some gopi goes to worship the sun and she sees you there also and seeing you somewhere else. So you are everywhere doing your pastimes. And he's saying sakshi. And it's not that you're at one place and you're not understanding how somebody else is feeling. You are sakshi, you're the witness. Since you're Sakshi, you know you're the witness, you know what's happening in everyone's heart. So please put your glance on Vasudev and see how witness how he is suffering. Please see what Kansa and his ministers are planning to do.
Sakshi.
Because you are Sakshi, that's why others cannot see you. If you are Sakshi, how can others see you? Just like this watch is to be seen, and my eyes are Sakshi. So the eyes will see the watch, not that the watch will see the eyes. The watch cannot see the eye. The Lord is Drashta. He is Sakshi, He is Drishta. He is the one who sees. And we are Drishya. What Drishya can see the Lord? So he's Sakshi. Another meaning of this is that you are already, you know, you are aware of what suffering your friends and devotees and your parents are going through in Mathura. And this is the reason for your taking this avatar. This is the reason for your appearance. And then he calls him Mahapurushaha. You're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are complete with all the good qualities. You are not an ordinary Purush, you are Mahapurush. Maha means all qualities, Sarvaguna. And then he says, you are Ishwaraha. Means you are the supreme controller and you are doing everything. Suppose Krishna says, I am just a little cowherd boy, I am grazing the cows and you are saying such big things to me. Calling me Ishwar. How are you calling me Ishwar?
Ishwar hota to gaay charata.
If I was Ishwar, would I be grazing cows? Suppose if Krishna had said that, then Narad Muni says,
Atmanatma Sraya Purvam Maya Sasrijay Guna.
Text 12.
आप आत्मना आत्माश्रय आप आत्माश्रय हैं आपका कोई आश्रय नहीं
है. He is saying, you are Atma Ashraya. You are the shelter of all the souls, and you're not. They're not. No, nobody else is your shelter.
हम गोचारण कर रहे हैं ब्रज मेला, लेकिन वास्तव में आपका कोई आश्रय नहीं. आप सबके आश्रय.
You're roaming around in Braj. You're grazing the calves. But you're everyone's ashraya. Everyone takes shelter of you, and not that you take shelter of them. And I know. Purvam means first, and I know. You're the supreme controller. And you're fulfilling your desires simply by your will. No, that before you created this universe, you created the three modes of material nature. And through these modes of material nature, they're your agency. Through them you are creating, maintaining and then destroying this universe. Then why won't you protect your devotees? And that also go a little bit away from Mathura, from Braj. It's not so far away.
आप ही जगत की सृष्टि करते हैं. इसमें भगवान को कहा गया है आत्मना.
Here he is trying to say that you're, my dear Lord, you're Atmashraya. You are the shelter of your all the souls. Apart from the Supreme Lord Krishna, nobody else can be the shelter of all the souls. We are all parashraya, like us. In this, we shouldn't give example of ourselves. The example should be given of Lord Brahma and Shiva, etc. But we can understand. Anyone who is eating something or wearing something, he makes a house. Anything used by us to make any house or food, have we created without the Lord's energies? To sit, we need the earth. To wear, we need clothes. To eat, we need food. The sunlight, the air, the water. When Lord had created, there was nothing except the Supreme Lord. Lord had to create, there was nothing except Him. They explained to us that there was nothing except the Supreme Self gave birth to Mahatattva, etc. This earth, air, water, etc. He gave. Sometimes people argue, all right, the Supreme Lord, He created. But sometimes they argue, okay, Lord created everything. But where did all these things come from? The air, water, earth, light. Sometimes for Krishna they ask such stupid questions. Krishna came only 5,000 years ago, after everything was already there. What he, how he made everything. They're so foolish. If a person builds their house and later on he enters his house, we cannot say that he didn't build his house. Just like in the Bhagavatam, there is this example given of the spider. He has this very fine liquid from his body, which makes a very fine thread, and he makes his own web, a spider web. And he knits. It's like he knits a web to catch, you know, his insects and stuff for his food. Suppose he made his web and he crawled outside and then he came back in his web. So he cannot say that somebody else created this web and then now he has come inside. The Lord created this world and then he gave this over to Lord Brahma, Shiva, etc. In between, if there's ever any problems, then Lord Shiva and Brahma and demigods, they go and beg the Lord, please come and help us with this problem. These demons like Kamsa, etc., they will not listen to us. We are very much harassed. Then Krishna comes. And then the foolish people say, oh, Krishna came afterwards. Everything is already there, created. And who made this earth, air, water, etc.? Was it your daddy?
So, first, you should go.
Ask somebody, when you took birth, did you bring some land, some air, some water? Or did you make anything? What you would make, you simply polluted everything. The earth is polluted, the air is polluted, the water is polluted. We cannot make new. We can only pollute the things that that Krishna has given us. We cannot make anything new. We can only destroy. The Shastras tell us that the Lord took avatar, Purusha avatar, Karnadakshaya Vishnu. Karnadakshaya Vishnu, he created this universe. And then he expanded himself in the form of Garbhadakshaya Vishnu and Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. They should take their brain a little bit thinking back. Then they will understand how the Supreme Lord Krishna created everything. Therefore, in this text 12, Narad Muni is using the word Purvam. He is saying Purvam, Atmana, Atma Ashraya. You are the Ashraya for all the Atmas. Krishna from himself he created everything. From his energy he manifested everything. And from that all living entities are surviving on and living, and he is the shelter of all the souls. And he does not depend on anyone, and that is why he is called Atmashraya. And Swayam himself, he did the Srishti creation.
And
when he had to create, he did not find from somewhere else the laborers and bricks and things like that. As if we have to do a very big project, build a building, call this one, call that one. Different departments, somebody will do this, somebody will do that. No, it wasn't like that. Alone he manifested.
Atma.
Everything complete, himself. And Narad Muni is saying another thing. He is calling him Satya Sankalpa. Someone may wonder how anyone can build alone everything without any help. To build anything, there are six causes. It's called Shat Karaka. There is Karta.
Karta, karma, karan,
sampradan, apadan, and abhikaran. These are the six karakas, six.
Karak
means those who do. Wherever we do anything, there will be at least six karaks, six kartas. First karak is karta, one who does karta, one who does the work. We need that. Second is what he has done, which is karma.
किसी उत्पादन को किसी वस्तु को बनाना इसको कर्म कहा जाए
to produce something, to make something, it's called karma. How he is used to do this job is called karan. And after doing or producing that thing, where you reached it, it's called sampradan. Karan. After making, producing that thing, doing the job, where you reach it, it's called sampradan. And when the Lord created this universe, there was none of these six karakas. There was no other karta, there's no karma, there was no instruments, there was no, you know, shovel and machines or a shop or a place. No things that Krishna used, a car or a truck, to produce this universe. Neither there was karma. It was only Krishna. The Lord was free from all of this karaka. He was swatantra, he is independent. And he created this universe. To build a small little thing, we need so many ingredients, so many things. First of all, we need to find some place on earth, some bhumi, sthan. Buy a plot of land. What if somebody says, just create a plot of land from yourself? Nobody has their own abhikaran. Nobody has their own piece of land, their own. Not even Lord Brahma. Everything is given by the Supreme Lord for us to create something. And where he brought all the ingredients, what it is meant here is that everything came from Krishna. All the ingredients, nobody else did anything. Krishna himself created the whole universe. Have you ever heard that a person will just make a sankalpa or a desire in his mind and the whole city starts to manifest and people start to just manifest simply by sankalpa? When the Lord, Supreme Lord, gave birth to Lord Brahma, he just thought in his mind that Lord Brahma become the knower of all the four Vedas, and he did. He just had to think that his son become learned in all this. That's it. Here the father will think, how I can educate my son, which school I should send him to, which college and which I should send him to, spend so much money. Still that donkey does not pass his exams. Even after endeavoring so much. Because we are not Satya Sankalp. Krishna is not like that. Srila Prabhupada says again and again, Krishna just thought, let there be creation, and there was. Just he had to think, this is called Satya Sankalpa. This is how great Lord Shri Krishna is. In his Prakat Leela, Krishna created so much srishti, so much creation he did when he was in Dwarka. When he was in Mathura, he just thought there should be a city like this where all these people can live safely. And he just had to think, and it was created. Beautiful city. In the middle of the ocean, a beautiful city was created instantly. Not that he had to think, oh, little more time I need, put the furniture here and electricity and this. Instantly, it was totally complete. Now the road is not built. Or this, we will do, finish it off later. In 1 second, everything was perfect. It is given in the Bhagavatam. Not just the buildings, but all the gardens and orchards and street, everything was complete in just one moment. Such a big universe he can create just by thinking, then what is the big thing for him to create one city? He is Satya Sankalpa. Because Narada Muni is saying, because you are Satya Sankalpa, just by you thinking something, it gets done. So please just think that Kamsa is killed and Devaki, Vasudev, your parents are freed. Yadavas have to be freed. You have to remove the burden of the earth. If you just think, and it is done, I will be satisfied. But I don't think you're even doing sankalpa in your mind. You have totally forgotten. You're enjoying so much here. You have forgotten. You have forgotten that why you have appeared on this earth, what burden of the earth you have to remove. But actually that was true. Krishna was not even thinking of that. He was enjoying so much. Braj is in particular his own home, and there he is so free and he is so relaxed and so happy. There was no formality. He had no formality like Bhagwan, Lord Narayan, or like Lord Ram. He was free. Wherever he wants to walk, whatever he wants to wear or not wear, whoever he wants to look at and smile, he wants to kick somebody, push somebody over, he wants to steal somebody, some butter from somebody's house, steal the gopi's clothes, whatever he feels like he wants to do. As soon as he went to Mathura, he had to become serious. Mathura ladies are saying the ladies of Braj are glorious because they see Krishna always in such a blissful, relaxed mood. We are getting his darshan where he is in trouble. He is here and he has to face all these demons. We are not getting darshan of this boy at a very nice time. We did not get to see him in such a blissful mood like the gopis did. All the ladies, they knew that Krishna and Balaram's parents are in the prison, and they knew why Kamsa had invited them, and they knew that, oh, they must be in so much anxiety. we did not get darshan like the gopis when this boy would come back from the forest and he would be playing his flute and dancing.
तो ब्रजमंडल भगवान का अपना खास निवास स्थान है.
सो ब्रजमंडल इज द लॉर्ड्स हिज ओन पर्सनल होम.
और यहाँ पर भगवान बिल्कुल भगवान के रूप में ही लीला करते हैं. ये कोई मर्यादा नहीं है, मर्यादा का बंधन नहीं कुछ.
हियर ही डज लीला अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज मूड. देयर इज नो बॉन्डेज. He is complete लीला विलासी इन ब्रज.
इस कारण से भगवान सोच भी नहीं रहे थे मथुरा जी के विषय.
Because of this, Krishna was not even thinking about Mathura. Narad Muni, he had to come and remind him.
तब नारद जी यही याद दिला रहे हैं कि कम से कम संकल्प भी तो कीजिए.
Then Narad Muni is reminding him, at least do a sankalpa, at least think of this.
हम तो ये कहते हैं कि चलिए और आप अवश्य हमारी इच्छा पूरी करेंगे.
I have come to tell you to please come to Mathura and I know you will fulfill my desire.
इस तरह से प्रार्थना कर रहे हैं.
In this way he is praying.
सत्वम भूधर भूता नाम दैत्य प्रमथ रक्षसाम अवतीर्णो विनाशाय सेतु नाम रक्षणाय च.
13
स्वरूप से या दैत्य स्वरूप से. लेकिन आप अवतार लिए हैं.
You are the same creator and you are maintainer and you destroy also in your form as Vishnu. But now you have descended yourself. You are that same creator who has now descended on the earth. But please pay attention, try to remember why you have descended to the earth. Bhudhar Bhuta Nam, text 13. The kings, they are called Bhudhar. The kings to protect the Dhar, the Mother Earth.
The jitne bhi rakshas, daitya, pramath log hain, ve log rajaon ke roop mein janm liye.
So all the demons like daityas, pramathas and rakshasas, they have taken birth and they're as kings.
और पृथ्वी के भार बने हुए हैं.
And they have become.
पृथ्वी का भार दूर करने के लिए था दैत्य.
They have become a burden on the earth. And remember, you have come to relieve the earth from this burden.
प्रमथ राक्षसों का वध करने के लिए और साधुओं की रक्षा करने के लिए अवतीर्ण होती.
And to protect the godly. Before you had appeared, the demigods, they all had prayed to you on the edge of the ocean of milk. And you had also given them the assurance, O demigods, please be fearless, I will come and protect you.
हे नाथ, आप इसी के लिए अवतार लिए हैं.
सो माय डियर लॉर्ड, यू हैव डिसेंडेड ऑन द अर्थ टू अनाइलेट दीज डीमंस.
रक्षसं दैत प्रमथ
रक्षणाय च.
जो लोग आपकी भक्ति करते हैं,
दोज who are engaged in your devotional service, and to protect them, those who are engaged in devotional service, and to annihilate those who are against devotional service. And that is why you have come, descended to this earth. Please pay attention to this. Text 14.
फिर भगवान मान लीजिए अगर यह कहें कि नारद जी तो क्या मैं किसी दैत्य आदि का वध नहीं किया क्या अब तक.
Suppose Krishna says, Narad Muni, so you think so far I have not killed any demons?
अवतार लिया हूँ तो कुछ तो काम कर रहा हूँ ना.
I have appeared, so don't you think I am doing some work, killing so many demons?
तो कहते हाँ हाँ ये तो बहुत अच्छा है दृष्टया लोकायाम सौभाग्य.
So he says, Narad Muni says, yes, दृष्टया It is of great fortune to the Vrajvasis that you have killed this very terrifying demon, the horse demon. Just by his neighing, the demigods in the heavenly planets, they were so terrified and they would run here and there out of their homes. He was so terrifying. How loud he must have been, that here when he is neighing, the demigods are becoming so terrified. Before also it was explained that the whole world was terrified when he was neighing. Sometimes people might think that Sukadev Goswami just says like that, a neighing of a horse, the whole universe, the whole world was terrified. But Narad Muni is saying also here, yasya heshit, whose neighing, the demigods even got terrified and ran away from their homes. They were frightened that this Keshi demon is coming to their place. There may be an earthquake or something and then we will all be destroyed. So they would leave their homes and run away here and there. They used to leave their homes and they used to go take shelter of Sumeru mountain. They used to think that he is coming here and then he is going to kill all of us. So you think Narad Muni is also exaggerating? Sukadev Goswami also said this and Narad Muni here is also saying that there is no exaggeration.
वैसे है प्रभु आपने अरिष्ट आदि का वध किया अघासुर बकासुर आदि का वध किया वो तो ठीक है लेकिन जो
यस सो यू हैव किल्ड अघासुर बकासुर केशी अरिष्टासुर एटसेट्रा
इसका वध किया बहुत अच्छा किया
एंड यू किल्ड दिस केशी डीमन यू डिड अ ग्रेट ग्रेट जॉब
महान भाग्य बहुत अच्छा किया.
Therefore, I am having faith that more also you will protect us some more from other demons. Text 15-20. He is saying, Oh my dear Lord, you are able to do everything. Narad Muni is saying, Charur Mustik, Cha Eva, and also Mallan, the wrestlers, Anyam, and the other Sal Asal Kut, others, and Hastinam, Kuvalya Pira, and also the elephant keeper, Kansamcha and Kansa too, and his brothers, Cha, Nihatam, Draksha, I will see them killed, Parasvaha, day after tomorrow.
The after Parasvaha, Swa ke baad.
Swa after Swa. After tomorrow, I will see all of these demons dead. Suppose Lord says, in one day, so many demons. How do you think I will kill all of these in one day? Then Narad Muni says, Prabho and Vibho, you are almighty. You can do anything. Why one day, in one moment, you can kill everyone? Day after tomorrow to kill 5, 10, 20 people, what is the big problem? Parasva ahani. Ahani means on that day. He is trying to say, my dear Lord, there is no doubt. I am praying you, I am begging you, you have to come. Day after tomorrow, I will see. Srila Sanatana Goswami says this is also like his cleverness, advertising. Instead of saying, come please, you kill all of them, he is already saying, day after tomorrow, I will see them all dead. Somebody might say, oh my God, such a renounced sannyasi, and he is planning that so many people be killed. It is said that Narad Muni, he is Krishna's mano avatar. He knows the mind of the Lord. He knows that the Lord has appeared to relieve the earth of the burdens, so the burden has to be relieved. He is the sadhu, he knows it will bring all auspiciousness to the everyone in the world. After this, I will see that you will kill the Mura demon, the demon Shankha, Panchajana. Shankha or Panchajana is the demon that stole the son of his guru. Lord went to Ujjain to study, and there his Guruji asked for Dakshina. He asked his wife, what should we ask for? His wife said, these two boys are very kushal, they can do anything. She said, they are actually the Supreme Lord Bhagavan. Why don't we ask him to bring back our dead son? So when Krishna Balaram folded their hands and said, what can we give you for Guru Dakshin? And their guru said, please bring back our dead son. He said, okay. So he brought the dead son as Guru Dakshin. In the ocean, there was Shankhasur. That Panchajana, the demon, he used to live in the ocean in the form of Shankha. So he went and killed Panchajana. So he came back and offered the son back to his father, his teacher. And so I'm trying to say that is the place where he got his Shankha, his conch shell from. And his name is Panchajan. Lord carries the Shankha in his hand. After this, you kill the Shankha. I will see the death of Kaliyavan and Mura. And then I will see the death of Narkasura, Bhomasura. In after that, I will see how you will defeat Indra. In other words, how you will bring the Parijat flower, the plant. You will defeat Indra very badly. That I will see. Day after tomorrow, I will see you kill Kamsa and other demons, and after that, I will see all this Leela. He's not saying the dead, he's just saying, I will see you do all these pastimes.
तो कोई दिन नहीं बोल रहे हैं इसके बाद जब जाएंगे द्वारका तो मथुरा जाएंगे तो सरकार करेंगे
He is not lying. When Krishna goes, he'll do all these.
लक्षणम और इसके बाद में आपका विवाह देखूंगा
After this, I will see your marriage.
बहुत कन्याओं के साथ आपका विवाह देखूंगा
And you will marry so many girls. So many kanya and veer kanya. Like the girls, the daughter of Bhishmak, etc., the daughters of veer kings, valor, very brave kings. And Dwarka, I will see you getting married. But actually, that time Narad Muni was not there when he married the 1,000 princesses. It is explained in the Bhagavatam that Narad Muni came later when he heard. That at one time Krishna married 1,000 princesses. In 16,000 palaces with 16,000 princesses, and 16,000 in each palace. Was 16,000 his mother and father also.
16,108.
At one time, in one place, all the arrangements was made perfectly for each wedding. Then Narad Muni was sorry that he could not see the wedding. Then he thought, okay, I will go and see how Krishna is living with his 16,108 wives at the same time. He did go to see how the Lord is living with each of his wives. Narad Muni saw. In the Bhagavatam, later on, it is Sukadev Goswami has described. Narad Muni says, I will see. And then, Nrigasya Moksha Nam, I will see the deliverance of King Nriga.
द्वारका के निकट देखेंगे द्वार कायम करना इसका अर्थ है कि जैसे ब्रज से आप जा रहे हैं तो एक दिन आप मथुरा से भी जाएंगे
I will see all this near Dwarka. Just like now you're about to go from Braj to Mathura, one day you'll also go from Mathura to Dwarka.
द्वारका जाएंगे कहने का
शब्द That is what he's trying to say.
द्वारकायम शब्द का प्रयोग
Therefore he's used the word द्वार द्वारकायम
अथवा मृग महाराज का जो उद्धार हुआ था खास द्वारका क्षेत्र में
And also the deliverance of King Nriga that was specially done in the area of Dwarka.
कुछ लड़के उस कुआं के पास गए थे और देखे अद्भुत क्रिकलास गिरगिट
In Dwarka, some boys had gone to this well and they saw one amazing looking lizard. They wanted to take it out. Those boys were very nice and they wanted to save this lizard that was stuck in the well. They were very kind, but he was not coming out. So they were all in anxiety and they went to the Lord and said, there is one amazing lizard is stuck in the well, we cannot take it out. So the Lord went to that well, so behind him all the Yadavas, they followed him. Uddhava, etc. When the Lord went there to the well, everybody crowded around him. The Lord reached out his hand, and the same hand, it became so long inside that he just touched the lizard. As soon as he touched King Nriga in that form of that lizard, he immediately became a beautiful demigod. When he turned into a demigod, everybody became more surprised, and the Lord asked him, what is your history? You were in the well in the form of a lizard. What did you do? How did you become like that? He wanted all the Dwarka Vasis to see that one should not take the wealth of a Brahman. So he wanted everyone to see this example. So the Lord made Maharaj King Nriga say his story. King Nriga said, my Lord, I was born in the dynasty of Maharaj Mandhata. When he says, King Nriga says, whenever he's giving his introduction, he says, whenever you hear a list of names of the most charitable person, my name must have been in there also. And Krishna says, your name is Nrig Maharaj. Then all the Dwarkavasis, they all knew his glories. They said, oh, this is Nriga Maharaj, this is Nriga Maharaj. He said, I used to distribute in charity cows, as many cows as there are stars in the sky. And all the cows were with babies, and they were all giving milk, and they had shoes made of silver, and in their horns were covered with gold and jewelry. I gave many, many cows like this. But one day, I had given a cow to one Brahman, and this cow wandered back, and she got mixed up with all my other cows. Amongst the cows that I had not yet given in charity. I did not recognize, and then I gave that cow to another Brahman. So that Brahman came back, whose cow ran away to the king's goshala. And he saw that the other Brahman was taking his cow. So they both started to argue. He said, Nega Maharaj gave me this cow. And the other one said, no, he gave this to me first. It's my cow. So they were both fighting like this. He said, Maharaj gave it to me. He said, the other one said, no, first he gave it to me. He said, no, it's mine. He said, maybe he gave you before, but just now he gave it to me. So fighting, they both came to Maharaj Nriga. And each of them said, tell us, who did you give this cow to? You gave it to me, didn't you? And the other one said, no, you gave it to me. Then Nriga Maharaj, he could understand that the same cow went out twice. Here, when you go in places of pilgrimages, the man will take the same cow by the tail, and he'll donate the same cow to somebody and take it back and donate, and the same cow he keeps donating all day. And he gives them in charity, and the person gives him money for the cow, and then he takes the cow back and he keeps donating like that. So there was a big problem in front of Maharaj Nriga. So Maharaj Nriga, he folded his hand and he said to the first Brahman, please let this cow go, it was a mistake. Take as many cows as you want from my goshala. Let that one go, it was a mistake. He said, no, I want the same one. So then he folded his hand to the other Brahman and said, please, you let this cow go and I will give you thousands more cow from my goshala. Please let this one, let the other man have it. He said, no, I only want this one. Brahmans sometimes they become very obstinate. What difference would have made? They could have taken another cow, another 1,000 cows, but they were so obstinate. They both started fighting. In the end, both of them left that cow, and they were so angry they left without their cow. And he said, go, he told the king so rudely, go, we don't want your cow. Such a great charitable person you call yourself. Same cow you gave to two people. What was his mistake? He did not do it on purpose. After this, because of this reason, when Maharaj Nriga, he died, he became a lizard. Just for this reason. Nobody cursed him or anything. Just karma. He was a great devotee. Mahatma. He had given in charity as many cows as the stars in the sky. Such a small little mistake. He said, Tav dasa swa keshava. He said, I am your das. And that's why I did not want to come out. When all these children, they wanted to pull me out, but I did not want to come out myself. I wanted the touch of your lotus hand. But you mercifully gave me your touch, and for this Narad Muni is saying that I will see the deliverance of King Mriga.
Hey Jagat
Pate, you are the master of the universe.
Shyamant kasya cha male radhanam saubharjaya. और मैं यह भी देखूंगा कि किस तरह से श्यामंतक मणि आपके पास आ गया।
And I will also see how the श्यामंतक का jewel will come to you।
आया तो वधूले भार्या के साथ था।
And when you will get this श्यामंतक का gem, you will get it with a wife Jambavati।
भार्या के साथ आया तो दो विवाह तो श्यामंतक मणि कराया हुआ है।
Two marriages, this Shyamantaka jewel arranged for Krishna. Two of his marriages was because of this Shyamantaka jewel. One was Satyabhama, one was Jambavati. In short, I will tell you the story. When Satrajit got this gift of this Shyamantaka gem from sun god, he wore it and he walked into Dwarka. Some of the Dwarka Vasis, they ran to Krishna and they informed him that the sun god is here. This jewel was shining so much. The Lord said, no, it's not sun god, that's Satrajit. Well, that Shyamantaka jewel, according to today, every day it will give 85 kilos of gold. Wherever it was worshipped, all around it, you will find 85 kilos of gold. So the Lord said to Satrajit, one day he said to Satrajit, my dear Satrajit, you should let this be with the king in the treasure house. And every day, whatever the gold comes out, we will give it to you. And you can do whatever you want with that gold, because this gold is this Shyamantaka gem is very dangerous. Maybe one day somebody will kill you and take the gem. He said, Satrajit, you give this gem to Maharaj Ugrasen and he will keep it safe for you and nobody will steal from there. And nobody will kill you. But he did not listen. He did not listen to the order of Krishna. He thought, oh, Krishna just wants it. The Lord did not want for himself. He was in the interest of Satrajit's safety. So he kept it at home. And one day his brother, his name is Prasena, he wore his gem around his neck and he walked into the forest, on his horse, and this jewel was shining so much, and one lion he saw. So this lion, he came and he killed Prasena and he killed the horse. And he took this gem hanging on a string, on a chain, in his mouth, and he walked away, this lion. He was just attracted to the glitter and glow of this gem. So when Jambavan, he saw this lion carrying this jewel, he killed the lion and took the jewel. This Jaman was very powerful, more powerful than the lion. And he took it to his home, which was a big, very scary looking cave. There his daughter used to live there. And he gave it to his daughter to keep.
इधर द्वारका में लोगों ने हल्ला करना चालू किया कि वो प्रसेन भी मारा गया लौटा नहीं और
here in Dwarka everybody started to say Prasena died and the horse died, he did not come back and
मणि भी गायब,
the money, Samantaka gem is gone also, who would have done this?
मतलब ये हुआ कि प्रसेन जी का अपहरण हो गया, कुछ पता नहीं चल रहा था कि कहाँ चला गया, तो जंगल में सिंह उसको मारा था.
It seemed like somebody abducted Prasena and the horse, they could not find him.
तो सब लोग करने करने जतन जना द्वारका में, सब लोग कान 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 में कहने लगे.
Everybody in Dwarka karne karne japan manaha. In from ear to ear they were chanting japa. Oh my dear brother, you know when somebody has a bad habit of stealing, they have this habit for life.
Dekho bachpan mein makhan churata tha.
Just see, when he was young he used to steal butter. Just see, today he stole this Samantaka gem. People started to doubt Krishna more because Krishna had said, he had said to Satrajit, look, you don't keep this money, you give it to the treasure house. So they were all thinking that he wanted it. And he must have taken it because after all he is a thief.
बस यही कारण था. और भगवान कहे को मारने जाए प्रसेन को और मणि लेने जाए, लेकिन सब लोग यही कहने लगे.
But why would the Lord go and kill Prasena and take the gem? But everybody was saying like this.
यहाँ तक कि बलराम जी को भी विश्वास हो गया.
Even up to the point that Lord Balram started to believe this.
ये भगवान की लीला थी. भगवान जी भी सोचने लगे कि हो सकता है, इसकी आदत तो है.
दिस इज कृष्णा'स लीला दैट लॉर्ड बलराम इज आल्सो थिंकिंग लाइक दिस. लॉर्ड बलराम थॉट इट्स पॉसिबल बिकॉज आफ्टर ऑल ही इज इन द हैबिट ऑफ स्टीलिंग.
गोपियों का कपड़ा चुरा लेता था, फिर मटन चुराता था.
ही यूज्ड टू स्टील द गोपीज क्लोथ्स, ही यूज्ड टू स्टील बटर. ही इज फेमस टू बी अ थीफ. Just see, he could have done this.
ये विवाह हो ही गया है, एक स्त्री रुक्मिणी आ गई है, तो अब इसको देने के लिए अपनी प्रिया को श्रृंगार आदि के लिए हो सकता है.
Maybe he's, after all he is married, he has Rukmini, other wives, and it's possible that he wanted this gem to decorate their wives. His wives.
भगवान तो सुन करके बम हो गए, सारी बात ही बात, इतना कलंक.
The Supreme Lord Krishna, he became very surprised that everybody is blaming him. This is terrible.
निकले अब खोज करने के, पता लगाने.
He just set out.
लगाया जाता है तो खोज करेगा.
He just set out to look for what has happened. If somebody is blamed like this, he will of course go out and try to find the truth to prove himself. He is not guilty.
किस दिशा में निकला था प्रसेनजीत, कहाँ गया था, तो जाते जाते घोड़े के खुर का पता लगाते.
He went with a few people. He went here and there. They tried to follow the footprints of the horse. And then they came to a point. They saw that the horse was dead, and nearby he saw the dead body of Prasena.
तो साथ सिंह के द्वारा मारने का काटने का निशान था, इसलिए सरकारी रिपोर्ट की कोई जरूरत नहीं पड़ी।
There was clear marks that it was killed by a lion. They were killed by a lion.
तब अब सिंह का पता लगाने लगे, उसके पंजे कहाँ गए हैं?
Then they started to see where is this lion, where did he go, which way did he go? They looked at his footprints.
तो उधर जाते-जाते आगे मिला कि एक भालू इसको मारा है।
And then little way up they saw that the lion was dead, and this dead lion was killed by the hands of a bear.
भालू का पंजा जो वृक्ष का जमवान वृक्ष है उसका पंजा मिला तो फिर उसका पीछा भगवान
They could understand by the footprints this is the footprint of a bear, and then they started to follow bear's footprints.
तो भयानक गुफा में बीर ने वो प्रवेश किया।
Then they came across a very dangerous looking cave, and Krishna entered the cave.
भगवान ने द्वारकावासियों को कहा कि आप लोग भीतर मत जाइए, मैं अकेले जाता हूँ। सब मना कर रहे थे कि नहीं नहीं।
And Krishna told all the Dwarkavasi, "You all wait outside. I will go in." And everybody said, "No, no, no. We won't let you go inside alone. It looks very dangerous." This bear lives inside here. The bear is very dangerous. He can kill you. He can scratch you.
The bear is very dangerous. He can kill you. He can scratch you.